Fraser Park was treacherous, but so was every beach on the wrong day. Snapper Point had a rock ledge that jutted out from the bottom of the cliff face into the sea. It was a haven for rock fishermen. On a good day, the sea sat a good 9 feet below the ledge. On a bad day, it was anyone's guess, and you were a fool to trust it. But there's plenty of fools out there. They'd arrive with their buckets and rods and boxes of hooks, jigs, lures, sinkers, prawns, pilchards, weed and squid, weatherproof wind cheaters and a box of beer and a mate. You might luck out and get a feed. You might go home with nothing. It's all part of the game. Every now and then, something dark would stir way out in the deep blue. Something would shift, a different thing. A current that met another current that wasn't usually there. Wind shear off a distant cliff face that stalled one wave as it formed and drove it deep into the one behind. A cross current, a fluke, a freak. Call it what you will. Out of nowhere, out of a calm blue sea it would come, a blue-green monster of a thing. When it hit, it detonated like a bomb. The rock shelf blasted clean of everything. Two men in the dark water, the beer cans bobbing like bright beacons. The morning's catch are now dead now, floating on the surface like real fish do. The busted men, face down in the water, float like real men don't. Big things are listening from the deep. Dark shapes circling, spiralling up and up, a nudge first, followed by another, looking for signs of life, then bigger things coming, rising from the gloom to look, a nip just to make sure. Then the first bite, blood in the water and all hell breaks loose. Small slithering things strike like arrows between the sharks that rip and tear and gnaw and gorge. The marrow from the split bones floating through the strewn current. Torn hair drifting in the swell as small things suck the follicles loose. Then the sea calm and quiet again. The wave gone like a bleak memory.